One of the stories that really touches our hearts. Many years ago, we met a man named Roger Crawford, who's a fellow professional speaker. He was a man who was born with a disease called ectodactylism. He has one finger on his right hand and only a finger and a thumb on his left hand. His left leg had to be amputated from the knee down when he was about 9 or 10. All of his limbs were severely handicapped, and yet he had an indomitable spirit. He went on to become a football player, a tennis player, captain of his tennis team, and eventually a wonderful motivational speaker. And he tells a story about how he overcame all of his obstacles. And we've told Roger's story in our Chicken Soup for the Soul books. We tell it often from the platform. And one day, we got a letter in the office, and it was addressed to Kim Wheely, who at that time was our receptionist. I'd like to read you what Kim wrote. On May 31st, 1995, I received a letter from a woman in Illinois. Over a year earlier, she had called me at Jack Canfield's office to see if I had Roger Crawford's phone number. Roger Crawford is a phenomenal motivational speaker and author who was born with missing fingers. This letter has touched me so deeply, I had tears in my eyes when I finished it. Here is the letter that she received. Dear Kim, last year I called your office and sought your help in contacting Roger Crawford. You were kind enough to look up his phone number and address. I'm writing to let you know how everything turned out. You might recall that I had ordered the tape album, How to Build High Self-Esteem, after attending a seminar. Now, I don't usually listen to self-improvement tapes, so the fact that I ordered the tape set and started listening to it when it arrived is amazing in and of itself. The next day, I received a call from Children's Home Society. They had received our adoption application, which stated that we would consider adopting a child with missing digits. They asked if we would consider 21-month-old Igor, who was born with only one finger on each hand and two toes on each foot. I started praying real hard for divine guidance, with a request that God shout in my ear, as I'm usually pretty dense. I was listening to the tape album, and I got to the part about Roger Crawford. It occurred that he would be a good person to talk to about living with a hand difference. Then I realized that God was shouting in my ear. The Creator of the universe had arranged for me to have that tape at that time so that a small boy in an orphanage in Volgograd would join our family in America. I called you, and then I called Roger Crawford's number. It was out of service, so I tried directory assistance for the city. They had a listing for Roger Crawford, and I dialed the number. A lady answered, and I asked if this was the home of Roger Crawford, the speaker. She responded that this was his parents' home. She was Roger Crawford's mother. We had a long conversation, and she was very encouraging. I think God arranged that conversation also. After several weeks of waiting for medical reports and pictures, we decided that this little guy was the right child for our family. During this time, a 5-year-old girl in Des Moines, Iowa, won a coloring contest. This led to a feature article in the local paper because Hope has only one finger on each hand. My mother, who lives in Des Moines, sent me the article, and I contacted Hope's mother. I don't think that it is just a coincidence that Hope won that contest at that time. On May 14th, we boarded the plane for Moscow, and on May 27th, Igor became Andrew. Andy has been in our family for nearly a year now, and he is a delightful child, and the perfect kid for our family. After only 2 or 3 weeks, I stopped thinking of Andy as handicapped, as there is nothing he can't do. Andy gets along well with his 5-year-old sister, who loves him dearly. Kim, thank you for your help in finding the resources to make us a family. You really went the extra mile for a stranger. May God bless you. Sincerely yours, Holly Kay. Now, what a wonderful story, because there's a whole lot of asking that goes on in the story. She asks God to shout in her ear, and all of a sudden, all these things start coming. Roger Crawford, Hope winning the contest, her mother sending the article, and she listened. And then she asked our office to help her get in touch with Roger's family. And by divine destiny, she ends up with Roger Crawford's mother, whose husband is also named Roger. That's why she got him. And she spent this whole time telling her what it was like raising a boy who really had no handicap, who just had some physical challenges. All of that asking led to an international trip, a wonderful adoption, and a little boy getting the kind of home that he needed and deserved.